Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5,364, Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. It's Erev Pesach, and the Rebbe is still writing letters and letters and letters. And the Rebbe is writing it to a brocher. His name was Aryeh Leib Sheyichya Kaplan. He was in Prestwich, England. Shalom Avrocha. So he's writing to the Rebbe, I guess. He had never. It seems like we're talking about Preston, England. This is in the Western England, but in any event, so the Rebbe says that I'm responding to your letter in which you have questions about the subject that you are learning. But the Rebbe says I'm surprised that you don't report about your study, what you're studying, and the main thing is, are you studying with diligence, with being studious, and that you are conducting yourself as a Yiddish young man should behave in study of Torah, and with diligence, fulfilling the mitzvahs in general, and honoring your teachers and your parents, and more. The Rebbe wrote to the Rebbe out of the blue. He asked the Rebbe some questions about what he was learning, and the Rebbe had no background on him, so the Rebbe is saying, you don't say anything, what you're learning and how you're behaving and what you're doing. I mean, is it only academic questions? What's going on? So the Rebbe asks him to report. For sure, you will write about this in your coming letter. And the Rebbe says, a response to your questions you will find later on. The Rebbe says, I'm writing down. And the Rebbe says, with a blessing that you should give good news. And the Rebbe blesses him for Pesach. And this is in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary, Aleph Kvint, who is the secretary. So now, what he asked the Rebbe is a very specific question. In the Pasuk, we know when the Jews journeyed in the desert, the Levites were in charge of transferring the various utensils from the kelim, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, and the actual beams. You know, they used to take it apart and put it together. So the Levites were in charge. But we find specifically who carried the various different things. But we don't find who carried the kiyar, that's the wash basin, and the bases, the kir and the kane, who carried that? So he says, when the Mishkan was traveling, who of the Levim was carrying the kir and the bases? And the Rebbe said, the answer is as follows. It is not say anywhere, it's not mentioned, that the kir and the kane had poles. And if there is no pole, you can't carry them on the shoulder, but the only way to carry them is on a wagon. And that's the way it's also brought down in the Sefer Chizkuni in Shmo Islam Yudches. And the Rebbe says, okay, so number one, the Rebbe says they weren't carried with poles like the other ones, because the Arin and the Shulchan and the other, they had poles, but here it doesn't say poles, so apparently they did not carry it on the shoulder. Now the Rebbe says in the Braisa Melech Mishkan chapter 13, it says that the Gershuni family were in charge on all the vessels of the Mishkan, with the exception those that were carried by the Kohath children, the Aron, namely, that's mentioned in the Braisa beforehand, but it basically gives you a blanket statement that all of the other vessels, all the vessels were carried by the Gershuni family. And further, we also know that the Bnei Merari, they were in charge on the beams of the structure of the Mishkan. So the Rebbe says from this, it appears that the Bnei Gershom were the ones that carried the kir and the kane. Okay, so that's the answer to the first question. But he asks, why is it not say clearly in the Pasuk who carried them? Why is it just something it says about everything else, or it doesn't say about the kir and the kane who carried? And the Rebbe answers, because these vessels, did not have a goal by themselves. They weren't really vessels. They were only to prepare the Kohanim to the Avodah. They would wash their feet and their hands from this basin, from the water, but it didn't serve as an independent person. And the same reason, the Rebbe says, for the same reason that we don't find a command from Hashem to make them when he told to make all of the other kelim, Rebbe refers to the Cheskuni, we don't find them as construction. There's nothing about constructing them, and there's nothing about carrying them. And the Rebbe says, because they served for other, they didn't have an purpose within themselves, they just served as the, basically the sink for the Kohanim to wash their hands and feet, so therefore, that's not mentioned separately. But I guess he asked the Rebbe a question, specifically about, and the Rebbe wants to know, you don't report, I mean, who is this? Is he a frum boy? Is he learning? How is he learning? What is he doing? And the Rebbe wants him to report to him, and the Rebbe is, by the way, encouraging him that you should do as a young man should do, to learn Torah, observe mitzvahs, and honoring your teachers and parents as well, the Rebbe reminds him.